He's a creepy, creepy eater. Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That's Bomani Jones and Dominic Foxworth. He's not done with his lunch yet, but I hope he is soon. What happened, Bomani? Let's get started.
He started doing that stuff with his eyebrows.
Were Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs that great, or did the Titans' magic just run out?
Oh, the Titans got used to those 24 points being enough after the Patriots scored 13 and the Ravens scored 12, but not against this guy. This is all about the unprecedented nature of a quarterback we're witnessing who is only 24 years old. The things that he does, the skill set together, arm strength, moving around, and accuracy is something we've never seen before. Maybe Elway you throw into that conversation, but I don't think there's anyone you can put in that conversation. We're seeing right now the beginning of a decade-long run of dominance at that position if this guy doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, I forgot that he was only 24, and the difference between Elway dropping in, maybe Mahomes is even more talented with his arm and his legs, maybe, but also Mahomes has dropped into a perfect situation with the genius of a coach and playmakers at every spot, and the fact that he's been playing for 2 years, a starter for 2 years now, and he has yet to have a bad game is one of the things that blows my mind. If you just focus on the playoff games, he's played four. He has 1,300 yards, 13 touchdowns, and zero turnovers. Like, the man is unconscious, and it blows your mind that they try the different things. They rush three. He'll run the ball on you. You blitz him, he'll pick you apart. You play zone and even fantastically disguised zones that look like man. It doesn't matter. He'll buy enough time to make a play. I don't know if we've ever seen anything this exciting, and I feel like there's not enough hyperbole to get me off of this. I haven't heard anybody say anything yet that I was like, oh, cool it, cool it. Every compliment that I hear, I'm like, hey, maybe that's not enough.
But I tell you, Foxworth, you touched on something that's crucial. And when you stop and think about it, Sammy Watkins is their number three receiver. Like, that's option number three when it's time to look out there. Tyreek Hill, who is literally faster than everybody else in the league. Travis Kelce, who can't be checked by anybody whose job it is to actually check him. And then if that's not working out, why don't we see what Sammy Watkins got working out? And then the Hardman kid that they drafted because they thought that Hill wasn't going to play this year. So now another dude is probably faster than everybody else. Now, give me a moment to talk about the Titans for a second, because it was very interesting to watch them and see early they were able to hammer it with Derrick Henry. They were able to run. You just couldn't score enough points playing offense in that way. And what the Chiefs are able to do is they can play keep away also. If they need to control the clock, then they can decide that they're going to run and they're going to get those things done too. But this idea that all you're going to do is take Derrick Henry and bludgeon teams to death, that wasn't going to work against a team with that kind of firepower.
Yeah, the Chiefs' offense is a lot more flexible. When you get them down in first and 10 and you stop them at second and 10 or even second and 13, it doesn't matter to them. It's third and 20. Who cares? They're capable of doing anything. The same is not true on the other side. If you stop them on first down and we get to third and 9, no one out there is feeling too confident about Tannehill converting in that situation.
And you and I talked about this during the game, man. The Titans wasn't sending but like 1, 2, 3 people out there on them pass patterns. Like, in watching that game, I was like, damn, how'd they win so much?
Bomani, you mentioned the Watkins play. Think about this for a second. That throw that Mahomes made to Watkins at that angle isn't a throw a lot of human beings have ever been able to make, and it wasn't his best play in the game. It wasn't his best one. The run was the best play of the game.
The best one might have been what seemed like a throwaway, but he almost got the ball to Kelce in the corner.
Stop it. What about the time when he was rolling right and he threw it, which would have been a touchdown to Robinson in the back if his fullback didn't jump up and get hit in the face? What about that one? They're like, we could go on and on. He's already had a career's worth of highlights in the course of just these playoffs.
And if we give it a couple more years, we'll finally know for sure whether or not the Bears should have taken him or Mr. Trubisky.
Should we give Jimmy G credit for beating the Packers, even though he only completed 6 passes?
We were really saved a Jimmy G Tannehill Super Bowl where we've got these quarterbacks getting in to the Super Bowl the way Bob Greasy did in the 1970s when he was throwing 10 passes a game. I think you guys have to salute. I think the entire country that loves football has to look at Kyle Shanahan and be sort of amazed with what's happening there. It's not just that he left Atlanta and they were up 28-3 in the Super Bowl and that offense hasn't looked the same since and Matt Ryan hasn't looked the same since. It's that he took a tight end out of Iowa who's had fewer more than 50 catches in college and made him into what Kittle is. The running back yesterday, he's seven teams he's played for without ever carrying the ball. The idea that they could put together a scheme like that, that on third and eight, early in the game, they just hand the ball off and score a touchdown because they know the tendencies of Green Bay's defensive coordinator is crazy. They can beat you a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, that offense is by and large a collection of dudes. Like, Kittle, I think, has separated himself out as being the best tight end in the league. Outside of that, overwhelmingly, it's a bunch of dudes. I have never seen an offense that is this good just so largely based on the scheme. And that's why, no, we're not saying that Jimmy Garoppolo won this game. No, we're not giving him credit. I'm not going to take credit away from him because obviously they did not need him. But let me ask you a serious question. Nick Mullins was the dude that played quarterback for them last year. He had some games where he put up some pretty good numbers. Do you think that this team could go to a Super Bowl the way they played this year if Nick Mullins had been the quarterback? Because I think that there's a plausible argument that they could have. Yeah, man, after Jimmy threw that interception to Eric Kendricks in that Vikings game, they were like, nah, never again, buddy, never again. He's thrown 12 passes since then. So, hey, they didn't need it. That's cool. I can't knock them. But this is a team that looks like it's a little worried about its quarterback.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan definitely put him on punishment after that interception. He was like, you know, mom and dad can't trust you with the car, so we're going to take the keys. Maybe if we need you to go pick up some milk every now and then, I'll let you do that, but I'll be watching the clock.
They're going to need some milk against Mahomes. They're going to need him to pick up some
milk. You better get home. Yeah, but I think the one other thing I'll bring up about Kyle Shanahan, you talked about his resume and all the things that he's done. You left off the years with RG3, or the year with RG3. Like, he's a really exceptional, special coach. I think he should be celebrated, but we also should take note of the fact that being the son of Mike Shanahan helps you get a leg up and an edge, and not to take anything away from him, but it's important to note that his success is definitely earned, but it's not without the advantages that he had from being the son of a Super Bowl champion coach.
It also helps that they have a bunch of Terminators on their defensive line, right? Yeah, it's just a rack of power forwards, right? Yeah. Who got two different dudes that 6'7", 290 and went to the same school?
The Lakers? I don't know. It's certainly not a football team. I know how you feel about Aaron Rodgers. How did you feel watching that? And did a little part of you have to admit that maybe?
This is depressing. Maybe? No, I don't have to admit anything. His last eight playoff losses, defense have given up 45, 37, 45, 44, 37, and then he had on the other three a game-tying drive and never got the football back. I don't have to give anybody anything after
QBR. You know, it might not have been so easy for them to score those points if Aaron Rodgers wasn't giving the damn ball away all game. Didn't he give it away four times, Dan? Didn't the ball hit the ground at one time and he ain't even want to go try to pick it up? While they were getting the brakes beat off of him?
I know. Cam Newton's. I'd kill Cam Newton for that. Not my beloved Aaron. Not my beloved Aaron.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie Show.
Darrelle Revis is one of the great mercenaries of our time doing this one-year free agent contract thing. How is that his Sunday afternoon setup? That ain't right there. That is super smart.
All that tells me he's even more about his bread than we ever thought. I wonder what else in his house is looking all barren. Like, come on, man, you can put a little money on something, right? Like, no, I did not make all this money to waste it.
Since we have a former DB here, who is right in their beef, Richard Sherman or Darrelle Revis?
When are people going to learn not to go after Richard Sherman? You come after him with a spork and he hits you with a blowtorch, a flamethrower, and then a wrecking ball. So here's Darrelle Revis saying yesterday that he doesn't like that it's scheme that's protecting Richard Sherman. Fear of getting beaten man-to-man coverage every snap, every play. The fact that he doesn't travel as a cornerback is lame. Accept the challenge as the best and shut Adams down the entire game. Do it for the game of football. Stop hiding a cover three zone. And, of course, Richard Sherman isn't going to abide this, so he says the following. He writes the following, not once but twice goes after him. I would go in on this, has been, but I have a Super Bowl to prepare for. Enjoy the view from your couch. Your ninth year looked a lot different than this. LMAO. So he is laughing without an ass there. And then he goes after his spelling as well. And it's accept, not accept. Thought I would give you a lesson while I was here. I don't know that Darrelle Revis is necessarily wrong about what he's saying, that Richard Sherman is aided by scheme, but it sounds petty from Darrelle Revis because Richard Sherman, there is no disputing this. He's one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And I just was confused at why Revis decided to come out at him. Like, no one was talking to him. Did he think when Richard was talking trash last week, he was talking specifically about Revis? But I have to be honest. If I were a corner, like, I get more excited when cover three is called than when man is called. Because you get up there and man, you're not necessarily going to make plays. Cover three is where you can use other clues to possibly get an interception and make plays in that way. So, I mean, from that perspective, I understand where Revis is coming from. But I'd much rather be in a position that Richard was in, especially in this argument, headed to the Super Bowl rather than sitting at home.
Well, Monty's got an arched eyebrow. Well, Monty's coming after the former quarterback.
You act like Revis is sitting at home because his team lost last week. He's retired and filthy, stinking rich. Like, we ain't going to knock that man. Now, we could ask some questions about how comfortable his couch is, given his relatively Spartan setup that he appears to have down there in his basement. But, like, that's just maybe the funniest thing about this to me has been this is a discussion really between two guys at the upper echelon all time of that position. And what are people doing as a result? Showing clips of Darrell Revis getting burned and being like, oh, man, in your 10-year career, once or twice, somebody managed to light you up. You can remember the times it happened because it happened so rarely because that dude was Dion for his generation. I'm just stunned that Dion was watching that game and was like, watch this. I'm about to show the whole world that he just got lit up while they're winning. It's not even like that almost cost him the game or something like that. That was an effective garbage time score. And Reeves is like, I'm about to get him.
I talked to Santana Moss this morning about he played against both of them, and he said that he'd much rather play against Richard Sherman than Darrell Revis. But he did bring out the fact that Richard Sherman's mind games, like the trash talk, he said it was effective. It would get him out of his game sometimes and make him want to fight. So I think for as far as Richard Sherman is considered a very smart player, he's very smart as far as studying the plays and very smart as far as pushing the buttons of his opponents.
I want to come back to Bomani's point, though, because this is so right. Darrell Revis is one of the great mercenaries of our time doing this one-year free agent contract thing. How is that his Sunday afternoon setup? That ain't right there. That is super smart.
All that tells me he's even more about his bread than we ever thought. I wonder what else in his house is looking all barren. Like, come on, man, you can put a little money on something, right? Like, no, I did not make all this money to waste it.
Should the Patriots be worried or happy that Tom Brady is open-minded about playing for another team?
I can understand if Patriots fans are worried about this, even though the decline was obvious to anyone watching last year, and he's aging finally outside of the numbers without tight ends to help him. So it makes sense that we would look at this and say, okay, the best days are clearly done, and he's just going to go and peter out the way Joe Montana did in Kansas City. However, I ask you guys this question inside the building because I don't know how scared they are of it inside the building. They don't have a quarterback that we believe in on the outside. And yet still, here they are saying, well, we'll trade Jimmy Garoppolo and we'll do it in a way for a second round pick that doesn't even bring us back the best offer. We just get rid of him so he can have a soft landing spot with Shanahan. Basically, a mercenary like Belichick saying, this is out of the kindness of my heart. I'm going to do this. So I don't know how upset the Patriots themselves would be from losing Tom Brady. But of course, the fan base would because they don't have anything better right now.
Yeah, that's the question. What would be their quarterback solution? What would they do? Are they trying to plug somebody in for a year? Are they trying to draft? Because we have literally no idea what Bill Belichick would do with a quarterback, at least with that franchise, other than Tom Brady. We have never seen it in a way that actually matters. But he looks like he is D-U-N done. And one thing that we have also not seen Bill Belichick do is keep anybody around after they were D-U-N done. The closest we've seen to it was Tom Brady last year. He ain't going to go for more. That. And I think that he has developed a level of trust to where in most cases when you let a guy like this go, like if a dude like Mike McCarthy was the coach in Green Bay, when they let Brett Favre go, that's one thing. When Bill Belichick says it, it carries a little more weight.
Yeah, I think Bill Belichick probably wanted to move on from him earlier than this, even though they won Super Bowls and had good seasons with him. I think Bill Belichick was ready to make the transition. So I can't speak for all of the Patriots or all of Boston. I think many of them might be a little bit nervous about life going forward, but I feel comfortable saying that Bill Belichick will be happy to move on from Tom Brady and not have the kind of bad feelings of having to kick him out because he's the one guy that's been there throughout all this time that it feels like you can't just throw out on his butt the same way you do those other guys.
Yeah, I need Tom Brady to go to a team that's going to play against the Patriots. Oh. Tell me you would not love to see schematically what Bill Belichick himself would do to Tom Brady. Like Belichick would cook up something on Tom Brady and tell the whole league he actually wasn't that good. I was just the only person that knew how to stop it.
I mean, that's all I live for at this point, is to see them match up at some point, because you know that Tom Brady wants nothing more than to show that he is great without Belichick, and Belichick wants nothing more than to destroy Tom Brady. That's a matchup that we need.
That's the only thing you're going to live for?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things I would die for. Does that count? Mm-mm. No?
Highly questionable. It's broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that hasn't had a salad in 10 years. Do you question?
Did you just spit out some salad? You guys give us topics and events.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Oh, God.
Do you question which was worse, the shot selection or the shot attempt?
All right, we go out to Lipscomb and Liberty. Let's see what we have here. What's the shot selection? What's the shot attempt? Let's take a look at the shot clock here.
Yeah, he's on the bench with fouls. Yeah. I mean,
5 seconds left.
Wow.
Oh.
Maybe the crowd was doing that thing where they start screaming like 5, 4, 3, and you just don't know any better.
I mean, but there's a big red number above the backboard. Does he need glasses? I don't know. I think the selection was worse than the attempt, actually. I don't know.
If it was football, Hugh Freeze would have got up out of his hospital bed to yank that dude off the floor. Remember him? He coached at Liberty.
That does not conclude our terrible shot selection coverage. There was more this weekend. Here's a kid named Jaden. I don't know anything else other than his name is Jaden.
Oh! That's a great shot! What are you talking about? That's an incredible shot.
I mean, the athleticism required not to travel in that situation. Pretty impressive.
Hold on. Can you run that back one more time? Because I feel like I'm watching that, and maybe I'm wrong, but I thought you said his name was Jaden.
That's his last name. It's got to be a last name.
Like, are you sure?
His first name is Jay. His last name is Den.
Time to play the game that's so glad we were spared a Garoppolo-Tannehill Super Bowl. See? A no.
Tell us what's on television tonight. We'll tell you if we're intrigued or not. I don't know who got that wrong. I think it was me.
Tonight at 7:30, Lakers and Celtics.
Bomani, Alex Caruso's fourth in the West among all-stars getting votes for the guard. Let's see what we have here. We've got Alex Caruso of the Lakers. We got Troy Daniels out here for the Rockets. He did that very confidently there.
My bad, homie. I didn't even see you there.
I put Troy Daniels on the Rockets instead of the Lakers. That is great. Dominique, are you intrigued?
No, I'm not intrigued. I mean, I'm excited to see the Lakers and LeBron when they get to the playoffs. And Caruso, like, it kind of annoys me. You mentioned that fourth in the voting thing. Like, this really impacts people's lives. And, like, these guys trying to vote Taco Fall into All-Star game and vote Caruso over other guys. Like, stop it. Just stop it.
Affecting lives? What are you talking about?
It is affecting lives.
It does.
Contracts and bonuses and stuff like
that.
I just want to say this. A guy I may or may not do a TV show with once tried to tell me he didn't understand why I was so annoyed by this Alex Caruso thing. He's like, the fans like the unathletic white guy. Can you please put up this clip right now of Alex Caruso doing a tip dunk in an NBA game? He's not unathletic. He's just white. The only reason why we're here is that he's white. That ain't even the play I was talking about. I didn't know he had done it twice.
No, Bomani,
yeah,
it's not
here we
just
go. Right here. Right here. Yeah. It is just because he's white.
No,
and
it's
I
the
know
hair
it's
too.
Just.
It's the hair.
No, see, but see, that's the thing. When my hair was falling out and I was on TV, wasn't nobody voting for me behind it. I was saying, if that ain't white privilege on the road, I don't know what it is. Becoming a fan favorite because you out
privilege.
Here with the moon roof. I spent every day for years talking about your moon roof. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not
Bald
nothing to
privilege.
Be honest.
Tonight at 5 p.m., Pelicans and Grizzlies.
All right, Zion's not back till Wednesday, but how soon before you guys are willing to say that Ja Morant is a certified superstar? The Memphis Grizzlies have 8 straight wins, longest winning streak in the entire sport, and here he is doing ridiculous things high above the rim,
ooh,
making it
yeah,
very
hold
easy.
Up. It's going to get better.
That wasn't even his best play this weekend. It wasn't. He had a pass that was better than that.
Here.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, my God. Oh, he blew the layup, though.
Yeah.
How do you blow that?
That's awesome.
Jackson
he didn't think
Senior
the pass was possible
so
either.
So embarrassed. Junior going up, but the Junior wasn't going to let him. How about you, Dominique? Are you intrigued?
Of course I'm intrigued. Ja Morant is really awesome. I can't talk today, but Ja Morant is playing really well. I'm intrigued by him.
But I'm also,
shut it, Dan. I'm finished. I'm about to give some good content. I'm also intrigued by the idea of maybe Ja Morant will have a better career. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
Ask Bomani. He's got you speechless. Bomani, are you intrigued? You should get out of here. Bomani, how about you?
I am intrigued and looking forward to having a little more space to operate now that we ain't got to pass the ball to Foxworth no more. Look, I know everybody just saw it, but still, this dude tried to cock it back to last week, realized it wasn't going to work, and turned it into an assist. How many people do you know who have ever gone up to cock back and dunk on somebody who ever considered the possibility of giving the ball to somebody else?
Would Ja have a better career than
Why are
Zion
you
Williamson?
Still here?
That's
Why
the question.
Why are you still
That's
here?
You
How did
that
you get
Ja
back in the building? Security!
That's a question
Security.
I wanted to ask, but my tongue was not... Yeah.
Get him out of here! Want to thank Bomani Jones for all his good work, finishing strong, unlike somebody else around here. The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Check it out. Also, High Noon, 4 p.m. Eastern. This other guy who can't talk, do not check him out.
You're pointing all the wrong ways. Tighten up, Dan.
Tell Alex Caruso to come on home. Dominique, you'll be following him there shortly.
That's all right. I got plenty of time, baby. These naps is strong.
Yeah, if I say you have no time to brush it, though.